You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Aaron Yoruk, and this show first aired on July 28, 2026.
So with that, it's my pleasure, together with my council colleagues, to welcome all of you to the first year of King Street Unplugged. So let's enjoy the week ahead, or as the DTK team says, stop scrolling and start strolling. Thanks a lot, everyone.
This is how Mayor Barry Virbanovich officially opened Kitchener's first week-long pedestrian-only event.
It's also an opportunity to respond directly to what we've heard the most from the community. Folks have told us they want to connect with one another, spend time in great public spaces, and experience a more people-focused downtown. And this is exactly what King Street Unplugged will do. It'll give us a chance to explore a vibrant, car-free street that looks and feels like when it was designed first and foremost for people. Over the next 6 days, we invite everyone to come down many times. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your neighbors, co-workers, challenge a friend to a game, browse the markets, learn to line dance, enjoy live music, roller skating, participate in workshops, and so much more. There's going to be lots of opportunities for great shared experiences that help build community, strengthen our sense of belonging, and bring new energy to downtown.
This is not the first time the city blocked the street to car traffic for an event. Just a few days ago, the city closed King Street from Water Street to Ontario Street North for 2 days during the Wayback Festival. In 2024 and 2025, the street saw closures for 4 days from Water to Frederick for the Blues Festival. During the Days of Awesome event, the city closed 6 blocks of King Street. According to the City of Kitchener's Downtown Action Advisory reports, the initiative provided several lessons. The reports noted that the community took time to adjust, and it took a couple of weeks before people started walking on the road instead of the sidewalks. Officials later concluded that it was too large a closure to consistently activate. This week, a smaller portion of the street is seeing road closures as the City of Kitchener closed the King Street to car traffic from College to Yonge Street and turned the space into a pedestrian-only event area.
Yeah, so this is the first time that we're actually doing King Street Unplugged here in downtown Kitchener. As you know, we've hosted festivals and so on for many years. We've tried single-day events like car-free Sundays, but it's the first time in the summer that we've closed the street for the entire week with all sorts of fun activities to really allow people to connect and develop a sense of belonging.
The event runs from July 26th to 31st and features a splash pad, concerts by local artists, games, workshops, and more. These events are free and open to the public.
Downtown Kitchener is obviously a very vibrant place. We want it to be very welcoming for people who live not just in the downtown, but throughout the city. Have people bring friends, family, co-workers down here, support our downtown businesses, and also engage in new activities and maybe try something new like roller skating or line dancing as an example.
Manager of Downtown Development and Innovation, Ora Herzog, explained what led to the idea of closing King Street for a week.
The city's outcome for this is really based on the feedback that we've gotten from the community, that they want to see more opportunities for engagement and community and connection. And we hear all the time that they would love to see more pedestrian-only spaces in our community. And so we decided that we had an opportunity based on our festival schedule of closing a small portion of King Street that wouldn't have a huge impact on our businesses and give a space for community to come and connect. And we are hoping over the course of the week, we are going to see lots of connection. We'll see lots of people come and use the space in a really positive way. It's a perfect space because it's so well connected to City Hall and we have such a big footprint here. And so we also, even just today, just starting out right at 11 o'clock before we even got going, we already saw people here. Part of it was just being very organic with the space, not having, not that there's anything wrong with all of those bells and whistles of our large events, but really having a space where people could just calm down and grab food from a local business, connect with family, friends. Here, right now, there's a talent show behind me. So here, young talent, come down for some bingo, come down for DJs, roller skating, and just having a place that people feel safe and connected in our downtown.
While the event received positive feedback from many visitors, not everyone was in favor of closing King Street for a full week. Some residents raised concerns about access, deliveries, and the impact on people who live along the street. One former street resident shared concerns online, saying these closures made everyday tasks like carrying groceries, finding open bus routes, and receiving deliveries more difficult. They also raised concerns about noise from events and said residents were not always notified in advance about street closures.
Transit was already rerouted for this month already because of our festival season, so GRT didn't have any additional impact. They were already not coming down King Street. In terms of, I mentioned garbage services, they are already in our alleys, so there's been no impact at all to waste management. In terms of EMS, the way that we have closed the street still makes it possible for EMS to access the street because we can reopen it if there was an emergency. But we're also in the footprint is small enough that if there was an emergency and where our fire hydrants are located, it wouldn't impact.
Mayor Vrbanovich said the event reflects the city's efforts to create more welcoming public spaces in downtown.
You know what? I mean, we've proven over the last number of years the Kitchener residents are really open to the idea of coming downtown, to engaging in exciting activities that are happening down here. And as long as you close the street and make it animated, make it a great public space for people to connect it and develop that sense of belonging, they love it. And that's exactly why our downtown team, working with the BIA and community partners, have been able to put this entire week together.
Part of doing this, we know there will be some impact to businesses, but we're also really hoping that there will be some positive outcomes. And so after this week, we will definitely be connecting with businesses to find out what their thoughts were with closing this street. We've already seen people visiting businesses, picking up food and bringing it over and sitting. Some of our businesses downtown might not have a lot of seating. Some of them don't have patios. So it's really an opportunity for people to enjoy food in businesses that maybe didn't have an outdoor option. Our team is very active going into businesses, and we have a very strong relationship with our business community. So we already talk to them. We already have very personal connections. So afterwards, we will be going into them and surveying them and asking them what they felt. And if there is opportunity for us to do better, we always want to learn. We always want to grow with our businesses as well as our community, right? And the other thing is connecting with community. So doing counts in terms of like how many people came up, looking at our social media and the interaction and the responses that we're getting, and really being open to feedback and change, because we would really love to see this type of activation be successful and continue, but we want to do it in a way that benefits everybody.
We visited Square Peg, a women's clothing store on King Street, and asked the owner, Mandy Kowitz, how the event affected her business.
I mean, it's only the first day, but as soon as I opened the doors this morning, I definitely noticed more people coming through, for sure. So originally we weren't going to stay open in the evenings for the rest of the month, but because of this event, we're definitely expecting to see a lot more people in the area and coming through. I mean, it's a huge chance to reach more customers and reach more people and get people excited about what's going on locally.
We met Mila Purcell and Charles Jensen, who were enjoying the event while playing games nearby.
We live by the park, so very close. We thought we'd come check out the bingo and have a look around. Seems it's a good idea. To close it down for a week is a good idea.
They said they would like to see the event return next year, with one suggestion.
Oh, free food. That would be great.
I think that a lot of things that we do at the city, we listen to community feedback. And my team, we love to hear it. And we're a downtown focused team. And so this was an opportunity to pilot something. And if it goes well, then absolutely, we would love to be able to continue to do this every year and see it grow.
So you know what? This is obviously a first time trial that we're trying down here. And we'll see how it happens. We do all sorts of other events around the community, including movie nights. We do Neighbors Day. We have various groups, community associations and so on, that host events at our community centers. So there's a variety of activities that happen, and we'll see how those continue to evolve in the future.
Just starting out today, just seeing people come out so early in the morning, that was already a success. Seeing people have food and enjoying it, seeing kids in our downtown, I think that it's really important that kids and families and women feel safe in our downtown. And I think when you see people come together, that's already success. When you see people in spaces feeling safe, feeling like this is their city, that they belong and connect to it.
This story featured interviews with Mayor Barry Vrbanovich, Manager of Downtown Development and Innovation Ora Herzog, SquarePeg owner Mandy Kovitz, and Kitchener residents Mila Purcell and Charles Jensen. To find more information about the Kitchener Unplugged event, visit downtownkitchener.ca. This is Aaron Yuruk for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, and it's funded by the Community Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived version of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. And listen to all LGI content on frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.